All right, ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Film Nerd special episode.
Bonus up.
We do this every year. We prepare you guys for the Shriekfest Film Festival happening every year around Halloweenish time.
Yeah.
And the best in indie horror films every single year. And not just horror films, sometimes some fantasy, some comedy, a little of everything mixed in there.
We've been to this festival in the past. Neil goes every year.
Neil lives there for 3 days.
Neil... there's an honorary Neil T. Weekly cot that you guys roll out there.
That, you know, when we mentioned that on the show last year, people actually asked for that. Like, where's this couch that Neil sits on at the festival?
Can I pay extra? Can I get a Neil couch? Is that included in my ticket?
Tell them we're auctioning it off.
And ladies and gentlemen, the voice you hear is the founder and director of Shriekfest, now in its what year?
19th year.
19th year. Ladies and gentlemen, Denise Gossett.
Hello. Thank you guys for having me back. It's so great to hear your voices.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You. You know, we're I don't know if you know, but we're ending Comedy Film Nerds in December. We've only been doing it 10 years, so you've outlasted us, but you've
almost double.
Mm-hmm. Why are we ending it?
Well, that was the answer, actually. We've been doing it for 10 years. Yeah.
Smart to get out while it's 10. Don't go to 19.
Yeah, we can't do this. We can't make this last as long as the Afghanistan war. So we decided, we were like, you know, we did a whole episode on it. It was just Chris and I, you know, we've loved doing it and it's been a blast. And we you know, it's been great. All the cool things we've gotten to do, like go to Shriekfest and... But we just want to do different things, and so we're doing our final episode December 12th in Hollywood at the Dynasty Typewriter. If you're out in LA that time, come. It's a live show. Anyone that's ever been a guest on the show, well, not anyone, but most of the people we really like,
90%.
90% of the guests on our show can come by and say hey. So we just want to throw that out there.
Wow. I can't believe it. I'm in shock.
Well, don't worry. This will be our, we will still be there in force with Neil at Shriekfest. I will also be there because you've converted my daughter to the festival. Dang. So we'll be there for sure. Saturday, maybe even Sunday. But, now I wanted to ask, I was looking at the dates and, normally you guys are in October. What happened now? You're a little earlier. You're going to get the frights on a little early, end of September.
We've decided to get them on a little early this year. There was actually a scheduling snafu at Raleigh Studios. And so we pushed it forward a little bit, but it's all going to work out great. There are people that can attend this year that wouldn't have been able to if it had been a week later. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, too, it's probably an advantage for you guys in the sense that I see more people, especially on social media, they're just like, they want to start celebrating Halloween now. So I think why not just take a full month of celebrating it and start it with coming to your festival?
The calendar is too slow.
Yeah,
exactly.
I need to be scared now.
Right, come to Shriekfest, get in the groove of Halloween, and then continue on. Right.
So tell us a little bit about this festival. What's anything different this year, and what are the highlights of the films?
Oh my goodness, different. Well, you know, we're 19 years in LA, 3 years in Orlando now. We're going to do a networking event in the middle of the festival. We have never done this before. So on Saturday, 2:45 to about 4:30, we're doing a networking event and everyone is welcome. It's free.
So that's so everyone can meet Neil?
Exactly. The famous man who sleeps on a cot.
Yes.
Well, you know, people have often said, like, you know, it's so great, but we don't have enough time to talk with people and get to know everyone. So I thought, well, I'm going to throw in a little bit of time here. So that is new.
Oh, cool.
We have these killer cool new badges this year, which I'm super excited about. And the films, of course, the amazing films. They are slowly being press released out, but they are up on our site right now, and it's going to be something else, guys.
Now, are you still doing shorts? You're going to have the short programs are always popular, too.
Yes, Yep. So Saturday, September 28th, 11 o'clock is the first short program. Then again at 1. And then Sunday we have at noon and at 2.
Oh, cool.
You know, the short programs are getting so popular and we get so many great short films. I may have to add another short program next year. We had 300 short films in the Yes pile.
Wow. That's strong.
Yeah. What was the total amount of films submitted?
I don't even know. and, you know, we also had way more features this year in the Yes pile.
Well, that's now, what do you attribute to that? Like that, the fact that the films have gotten, it sounds like every year there's just a stronger showing and better filmmaking and better storytelling within this genre. What do you think is attributing to that?
You know, maybe part of it is we've been around so long, so they're searching us out more. But I mean, the quality is insane. Of course that would be because, you know, you're not shooting on film anymore. Things are a little bit cheaper, but wow. You know, my husband hasn't really been involved with Shriekfest in a while, and I had him watching a bunch of the features this year to kind of give me his point of view, his vote. And he couldn't believe how good they are. I mean, they've been great in the past, but how everything is just bumped up to a whole nother level.
I think it's probably, you know, I think because, you know, we're just seeing this all across the board. I think because the technology is so much more affordable and you can do so many more cool things with it. Like you don't need some expensive system and a $10 million effects budget. You can get, there's decent software out there.
You can scare people cheaper.
Yeah, for really cheap. And I think,
yes.
I think, and we've talked about this several years in a row because the like Hollywood mainstream horror movies are like, you know, and the indie horror filmmaker has really been out there kind of on the cutting edge. And when you get some interesting movies that I think probably too, my guess would be because of like It and Get Out have been really inventive, mainstream, successful horror movies. It's probably inciting people to be more creative in terms of like, oh, it doesn't just have to be a slasher movie or whatever. Like we can get really interesting in the story and character. And then the technology is cheap enough that we can do some cool things with it as well. Do you think it's some sort of a combination of those things?
I do. I really do. And I think people are, not only is it cheaper, they can do special effects. People are more passionate and excited about the genre, probably because of It and, you know, all the recent successes that have been happening. So people that were already into it are upping their game, and people that weren't into it are coming on in. And the stories every year just astound me. They're so different. They're so unique. And you'd think I would have seen it all by now. And, you know, the majority of submissions are something somewhat typical. But then there are the ones that just, you're like, how the heck did they come up with this?
What are some of the ones that have stood out this year that you're excited to show?
Oh, my gosh. We have it all. I'm telling you. Okay. So we have, feature wise, we have everything from more of like a scary horror to some torture stuff to crazy.
That's a genre, torture like, stuff.
Black String is out there. It is so interesting. We have some amazing sci-fis. We got Volition, which does some time travel. And we've got, Max Winslow, which is more of like cutting edge of technology potentially taking over,
like
which
a cautionary,
you know, is kind of a fear of a lot of people.
Cautionary tale.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we have, you know, Do Not Reply, which is, you know, something parents fear, their kids getting text or social media and then getting taken sort of thing. So we have a little bit of everything. We have Stay Out, Stay Alive, which is greed. Greed is causing the trouble in that one. We have Arctic, which is people who believe they are making the world a better place by killing. Like, it is really an interesting mix this year.
And is it the same where it goes, the party's Thursday, then there are screenings from Friday to Sunday night?
Yes, it is. So Thursday, September 26th, opening night party, red carpet. Friday, September 27th, we start the films at 7 o'clock. We show three features that night. Saturday, we start at 11. We have that networking in the middle. We have the two short programs in the morning and then four features in the evening. And Sunday, we start with two short programs, three features, and then the award show and after party.
Oh, wow. Another fun-packed, horror-packed weekend. And
my goodness.
Now, one of the things that you do that's really interesting with your festival that most other festivals don't do is there's only one screening room by choice, because you did multiple rooms at one time, and that didn't work out for you guys, right?
Right. It worked out, but I hated it because people had to pick and choose. And so many people were like, but I want to see this one and I want to see this one and I have to pick. And I just don't want that to happen. So if people want to see it, I want to make sure that everyone can see it. And this way, you know, when we sell out the big theater, we add the two smaller theaters and everyone can come see everything.
Oh, so you could have multiple screens going, but they're showing the same film.
Yes. And we do that, I would say, almost every year.
Oh, that's really
cool. That's great. So you're really accommodating everybody. And then that's also better for, not only is that great for the fans, it's also great for the filmmakers who don't, because we've been in film festivals where it's like, man, we're going up against this big movie.
Right.
And it's like, we're not going to have a big showing.
Yeah. Oh.
Exactly. Oh, I was, one of my films was in a film festival, actually several, and it blew me away because they were having screenings Friday morning. I can't imagine trying to get people out for that, but I will say there were some people there. But, you know, I feel like I would be doing the filmmaker a disservice. Can you imagine going to a screening on a Friday morning in L.A.?
Yeah.
Traffic alone would prevent it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And work and everything else.
Yeah. The only way that makes sense is, like, I remember when Aspen used to do their comedy festivals and they had the film festival screening. They would do these Friday morning screenings, but everyone had flown there and was there and staying in the town. So no one had anywhere else to go. And also No one was driving anywhere.
Right.
So that's if it's a destination sequestered film festival, you can get away with that. But in LA, no, there's no way.
So let me add this year on your slate of movies, how many are filmmakers that have been in the festival in the past?
That is a great question. Let me see. Let me quickly scan. Okay, I'm going to just do features so far. Two. So one had a short film. Actually, both of them had short films years ago. And And all the rest are new.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the short films, there are, there's a handful, maybe 10 that have repeated from one of the past 19 years, but most are new. It's amazing because we get repeaters, constant repeaters, and then the new crop of people comes in.
So it's always
a nice mix of both.
Oh, interesting. And now, are you conscious of that when you program? Like, well, I'd like to have some returning filmmakers and also some new ones. Like, do you go by a ratio or just by the films?
Honestly, we go by the films. I personally would rather not know who made it when I watch it.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you know the person, you start to go, well. So what I've had to do, you know, I have lots of judges. But if a film comes in and I know the person from the past, I really make sure I send it out to a lot of judges so that I don't feel like I'm being biased because I've known them.
Oh, that's fair. That's a really good, fair system of doing it.
Yeah.
So, and
otherwise you do feel like, well, am I picking this because I really like this person?
Now,
you know.
We have Patreon sponsors on this Shriekfest preview episode. There, so now you know this isn't a pre-recorded message. God, prove it. Anyway, Patreon sponsors, we really appreciate you guys being here every single month. And Why don't we just get to it?
Let's do it.
Johnny Ruan's promoting his novel Green Cheek, A Junkie's Guide to Street Magic. And it's on Amazon in both digital form and hard copy.
Johan Ruan.
It is an experimental stream of consciousness novel which follows the exploits of the muse Calliope and her mortal lover T.S. on a journey through time, dreams, and the hidden places of a supernatural America. The website is happyhorrorshowproductions.com. happyhorrorshowproductions.com. Fanboy Planet, a website and podcast for all things geeky and amazing.
Fanboy Planet.
Yes. Sounds French.
I'm trying to, you know, Europe them up.
Yeah. Oh, they might secede. You don't know. Check out Fanboy Planet for your comics news and your movie news, TV news, and amazing interviews with industry insiders and artists. Fanboyplanet.com. And from Chris Parker Howard, Coffee Over Suicide, a dramedy podcast about mental illness and choosing life
Chris
over death.
Chris Parker Howard.
Yeah. That's a good podcast.
That's a good podcast.
One cup of coffee at a time. New episodes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found. Find out more at coffeeoversuicide.com. Alice Frazier, co-host of the Bugle podcast and host of Tea with Alice.
Hello, Alice Frazier.
Brings you a series of three genre-bending solo stand-up shows that explore the boundary between comedy and tragedy. They were recorded back-to-back as a three-hour show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with a binaural microphone, which creates an intensely immersive listening experience. Check out alicefrazier.com, alicefrazier.com. And the art podcast with Rebecca Evans. We move past hesitation. We're true to ourselves. We find our own art in life.
Rebecca!
I don't even know what that
is. I don't know what country that's from.
Yeah.
This is an excitable gentleman.
Yeah. New episode with John S. Drew, host of the Shazam Isis podcast, the Batcave podcast, and more. The art podcasts with an S. .com, theartpodcasts.com. And Tony McFadden's 14th book is a gritty Australian noir. The Murder of Jeremy Brooks.
Tony McFadden. Remember, Highlander, we come from the planet Zeist.
Pits small-town Australian PI Dan McGuinness against corporate greed and corruption. A Sydney surgeon hires Dan to find her husband's killer. The cops think it was a mugging gone bad. She thinks it was a hit. More info at TonyMcFadden.net/JB. TonyMcFadden.net/JB.
That's it, guys. Support the show, Patreon.com/ComedyFilmNerds. We will accept Patreon donations all the way through the end of November. December 1st will be the last month patrons will be charged. And then we wrap up the show December 12th.
As we know, it takes a lot of work to put a three-day festival together. When do you start watching films, and how many months does it take?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the festival last year ended first weekend of October. We had submissions in November.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why I don't miss doing Los Angeles Podcast Festival. When I hear you say that to me, I'm like, yep.
Yep.
It's good by me.
It's 11 months of work for that 3 days of that last month.
Exactly. And you guys, I mean, you were dealing with so many people.
Yes. There was a lot of moving parts for sure.
Yeah.
It's weird how you don't miss it. But, you know, that's the other reason where we appreciate you even more, the fact that you've been doing 19 years and you've never actually thrown your hands up and went, fuck it, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, you deserve some sort of
festival award.
Yeah, festival hall of fame, statue or something like that, Denise.
Well, thank you guys, but I can't, I got to be honest and say that I think that every year. I'm done. I hate this. Why am I doing? I mean, seriously, every year I go, what am I doing? Why am I doing? And then the festival happens and I have such a great time meeting everyone and I forget all that pain.
It's those 3 days. I mean, this is the thing we would say about LA Podfest is just those 3 days were so, if I could just do those 3 days,
right.
I would still do it. I mean, it was so great. It was so much fun. Well, let me ask you this. So
what if you could just buy a badge and go, you would want to.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I could just buy a badge and go and not have to do with
nice
any of the organization.
Yeah. Like, hey, everyone.
This looks fun. Well, let me ask you this. So Denise, how would you describe this to somebody who has never been to the festival and maybe whether they live in LA or not, how would you pitch them the festival?
A celebration of the best in indie horror and sci-fi and thriller You might catch some of these films at other festivals, but really this is the place to see it. Raleigh Studios has the best screening facility, the best projection, the best sound. They have to, right? Because they're catering to studio heads. So come see these amazing films.
Now, every year, now I'm going to bring my daughter again. She's 14, so I'm worried less about the content now. However, you said every year there's one movie where it's so disturbing that you try to walk people on. What movie is that so I know to avoid it with my daughter? And when is it playing?
And by the way, I must say, I love that that's like a thing you're going to... We're going to get one movie in there, and we hope it walks people. I love as a stand-up comic, there's just something about just...
Let's see how far we can go.
How far can we push this? Where's the... is that the line? Okay, great. We'll cross that. Perfect.
Well, you know, it's not quite as brutal this year as it has been in the past, but... The one, you know, Do Not Reply is they do pick up young girls on social media and kidnap them. But then Making Monsters is pretty brutal and disturbing in many ways.
Okay, so those are on the iffy list.
No, Chris, you're not taking your daughter. I have one of those movies. I'm telling you that right now. I forbid it.
Yeah.
Well, that's Chris, you know, if you even start the movie, she's not going to walk out. She's going to be like, no, Dad, come on.
Oh, I know. This is why I need the titles in advance so I can say, oh, I'm hungry at this point. We can't make this.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm hungry. Exactly.
We'll have to skip the next one and go to just go get lunch, and then we'll come back for the next program.
Right.
The
other
thing I want to say, too, in terms of when you were describing the festival to someone who's never been there, it's also, and this is the thing of any cool festival, is if you're a horror fan or thriller fan or whatever, being at a festival like this, you're with a bunch of people who love this genre as much as you, and there's such a cool
camaraderie
about that. It was like Podcast Festival was like that. Everybody, you know, it was like, oh, we all love podcasts as much as I would always joke with Podfest. It's a weekend of not having to explain to anybody what a podcast is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Shriekfest is a weekend of not having to tell.
Why do you like horror?
Why do you care? It's too bloody or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's a weekend of people just going, yes, it's awesome. You know,
how can you like that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No one is walking out of the theater going, oh my God, I can't believe they showed that. They're saying, that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that everybody wants the roller coaster of it. That's a whole weekend of people who just, oh, I want to be terrified. I want to scream. I want to go nuts. I want to have the whole experience.
Right, exactly, which is wonderful. And I think that's why genre fans really, really love to screen with us. You know, you can screen at, you know, any of the LA horror short or even short film festivals, but they're not getting that horror fan.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you screen at, you know, LA Shorts Festival, it's not the same being in a block of horror as an entire festival of horror.
So that's got to be a fun experience for the fan too, is you're in a theater full of people who are going to yell and scream and cheer and all that stuff.
Yes, it really is. People come out and they go, oh my gosh, that was the coolest I've ever seen my film because I'm with real fans.
Right.
Yeah, and another great thing too is like a lot of the filmmakers are there. So if you're a fan of this genre, if you come to Shriekfest, you're going to meet the filmmakers and get to talk to them. And they'll love it because they want to be, you know, they love having their work appreciated. So it's a really, these type of events are really cool to get that sort of community of people together, all just having a blast, and you can wear as much dark gothy stuff as you want all weekend and not feel out of place.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So where what's the where can people who are interested, what's the website they can go to?
Shriekfest.com. And we just rebuilt it. So if you see any tiny glitches, please ignore those because it literally just got put up.
Oh, well, I'll do you one better on that, because as someone who has been watching the website for a decade, chances are you don't have a QA department like we did. We encourage the fans, if you see something broken, email us and let us know. And then we forward it to the webmaster to get it fixed.
Perfect. That's perfect. Same here. Do it, please. Because I try to go through it, but you know, we miss things.
Oh, for sure. And it's always the place that you weren't looking, that's the part that's broken that somebody will find.
Right.
So what's your premiere film that's kicking off the festival on Friday?
It's called Green Light, and it is phenomenal. It is, let's see. Before I say someone's name wrong. Okay, so it's directed by Graham Denman, and this is his, I believe, directorial feature debut. And it is really good. So it starts Friday night at 7 p.m. It is not a typical horror or thriller, and it is about a young director finally getting a break. And then he is asked to do something that he doesn't morally agree with. And it makes you sit there and go, oh God, what would you do? You're finally getting your dream. But what would you do?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That bums me out.
And I'm guessing things spiral out of control from there. So, and then it gets creepy and creepier and creepier.
Yes.
Nice.
And where are you?
And the whole time you sit there saying, oh my gosh, how is he going to get out of this?
I love those kind of dilemmas when you ask yourself, what
I say that every day.
Yeah, I secretly hate movies. That's this last 10 years I've been lying to myself about doing a movie podcast.
I wake up in the morning and go, how am I going to get out of this?
How am I going to get out of this? Every week, I got to pretend I like movies. So where's the opening night party?
What was that?
Where is the opening night party?
Oh, the opening night party is at Bar Sinister, Bordner's,
yes,
in Hollywood.
I like how they just can't let that Bordner's name go.
I know, right? I know, but everyone knows it as that. So yeah, even though we're in the Club Sinister side.
Yeah, you still got to put Bordner's in there somewhere.
Yes. Because people go, Club Sinister, where's that? You say Bordner's, they're like, oh, right, the club side. Yeah, the club side.
And so that's Thursday, then the opening is Friday, and then the two full days, Saturday and Sunday, and then it caps off with you have an awards program on Sunday night, right?
Yes. And we give out the Shriekfest Bloody Reel for the winners.
That's always fun. And then you have screenwriting awards too, because you have a screenwriting portion as well.
We have 20 short screenplay finalists and 20 feature screenplay finalists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you do the reading too, or do you pass that off to other judges?
I do, but I have judges as well, but I feel like I should know something about each one because, you know, people are going to talk to me. I got to look like I know what I'm talking about, right?
You are so hands-on on this festival, Denise.
No, I'm crazy, Chris.
So, all right, anything you want to add that people should know, like ticket prices or anything like that before we wrap it up? Or any other film picks?
They are $10 a piece because I don't really want to raise it. Then you can buy day passes, you can buy full festival passes, you can buy just Friday night pass or a Saturday pass or a Sunday, but whatever your schedule works out, we have the deal for you right on our website.
Oh, great. Okay. And schedule's up?
Schedule is up, I believe. If not, it will be like soon. Like okay. I said, that site literally just went up yesterday afternoon.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll look forward to it. Neil and I and Bella will definitely be there.
I won't. I will be in Russia. Yeah. But,
you're going to be in Russia?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm, I can't
talk. He's being sequestered by...
I can't talk about it. Yeah, Putin is sequestering me to the Kremlin. No, I'm doing some shows, and I'm going to shoot a little documentary about what life and like is Russia. But for anyone out there listening who has never been to this festival, it is a lot of fun. You're supporting an independent festival. You're supporting independent filmmakers and independent artists, and it is really well-run. It's the reason it's been going on for 19 years is because Denise and everybody there knows exactly what they're doing. It's a lot of fun.
It's got a real family feel
to it,
too.
Yeah, it's a really cool event, and Raleigh Studios is no joke. Is a great, as Denise said, it's a great place.
Yep.
great facility to watch.
Comfy chairs, great projection, great sound.
It's really cool. And the party's fun, and it's a really cool event. So go to shriekfest.com, you guys, and have a fun weekend and start your Halloween a month early and see some great independent movies.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks again, Denise. We look forward to it. Any final thoughts or words?
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate all the support over the years. I'm super sad that it's going away.
So, one more round of Shriekfest for sure. The Comedy Film Nerds presence, but 10 years.
What's Neil
going to
do?
We might leave the website up just for Neil to post things on.
Yeah.
You might have to.
Yeah. We haven't.
He's going to be asking for a job, I think, from him.
We're not telling him we're closing shop for another 5 years. So,
he doesn't know we're ending. Yeah, so he's just going to keep writing and thinking it's happening. And
yeah. So keep his cot warm.
Yeah. Keep his cot warm over at Shriekfest.
Poor Neil. So. You guys are so awesome. Well, I hope you are safe in Russia and have a good trip.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, thanks again, Denise, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right. You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Denise. And so everybody go check out Shriekfest. Thanks for listening to this little Shriekfest bonus app. We love doing this every year. You can maybe see Chris and Neil at the festival if you go.
Yes.
My name is Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember,
Han shot first.
Bordners.